From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. In U.S. politics, Donald Trump dismissed his rivals as Lying Ted and Little Marco, fending off intense attacks from his opponents at a debate late Thursday. Florida Senator Marco Rubio, Texas Senator Ted Cruz, and Ohio Governor John Kasich were taking turns taking swipes at Trump, a New York businessman who appears to be heading towards becoming the party's nominee. South Korean President Park Geun-hye says South Korea must make it clear the North Korean regime will not survive if it does not give up its nuclear program. President Park made the remarks in a televised speech to newly commissioned military officers today, one day after North Korean leader Kim Jong-un ordered his military to be ready to use its nuclear weapons at any moment. RAND Corporation Korea expert Bruce Bennett.
Most of the sanctions have some element of exception associated with them. So many of these things are uncertain, especially the enforcement mechanisms. How will we know when it's being violated, and what will our countries be willing to do if it is violated?
President Park said to expect a fiercer backlash than usual from North Korea in response to the new sanctions on Pyongyang that went into effect on Wednesday. On Thursday, North Korea fired 6 short-range missiles off its eastern coast. The United Nations says at least 21 people were killed and some 120 wounded in last month's attack on a UN civilian shelter in Malakal, South Sudan. The UN Office for Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs says its partners have rapidly mobilized staff and supplies for the expanding camp since the attack. Some 47,000 people have taken refuge in the camp from South Sudan's ongoing civil war as it has progressed over the last months. This is VOA News. An Egyptian student enrolled in a U.S. flight school is set to appear in a Southern California immigration court today to face questions about whether he should be deported over threatening comments made on social media about U.S. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump. Emadeldin El-Sayed, a 23-year-old student from Cairo, said he would be willing to serve a life sentence for killing Trump and that he believed the world would thank him. After posting the comments on Facebook in early February, El-Sayed was interviewed by U.S. Secret Service agents and told he would not face charges, but his student visa was being revoked. Turkey has sentenced 2 Syrians to 4 years in prison in the death of 3-year-old Aylan Kurdi, the toddler who died with his family, making the journey out of Syria and to Europe, who was then photographed his tiny body on a Turkish beach. Turkish state media said Friday that Muwafaka Alabash and Asam Al-Fahad were convicted of human trafficking, given 4 years and 2 months in prison. Amnesty International is accusing Russian and Syrian forces of deliberately targeting airstrikes on Syrian hospitals and medical facilities to make it easier for pro-regime forces on the ground to advance on northern Aleppo. Amnesty International's broadside against the 2 countries came as the U.S. envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura, said a 6-day-old ceasefire in the civil war was largely holding, but not entirely.
The latest update from the World Health Organization shows 47 countries reporting the Zika virus.
And that would be a story on the Zika virus. We'll have Mr. Mistura now.
Unfortunately, we have to admit, like in every cessation of hostility or ceasefire, and in particular in this one, there are still a number of places where fighting has continued, including parts of Hama, Homs, Latakia, and Damascus. But they're being contained.
The UN envoy is in Geneva meeting with a monitoring task force led by the U.S. and Russia. He said that peace talks to help end the 5-year-old Syrian civil war will resume next week as scheduled because the end of hostilities appears to be holding. China says it will increase its defense spending by spending 7 to 8% more this year, following years of double-digit increases. China has piled resources into defense over the past 2 decades as it asserts territorial claims in the South China Sea. Last year, Beijing increased its military spending by over 10%, bringing it to $136 billion. Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe has decided to suspend the process of relocating a U.S. Marine base on the island of Okinawa. Abe is accepting a court-mediated proposal to halt the work and instead pursue negotiations with the local government contesting his plan. I'm Marty Johnson.
That's the latest world news from VOA.